This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate all of your questions, comments, health topics that might be important to you that you would like to have me discuss, weigh in on. Please email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And if you haven't already signed up for the free Intelligent Medicine newsletter, please go and do so. Go to drhoffman.com and sign up. It's a weekly newsletter, it's free, and you can unsubscribe at any time if you feel like you're getting, you know, too many emails. You won't be getting any emails from us except the newsletter, because we don't give out your information. So thank you for joining me once again. I want to expound on a question I got at last week's podcast from Ed. Let me remind you his question. What are your thoughts on incorporating powdered superfoods like maca, spirulina, baobab, moringa into our diets as compared to more regular foods like typical farmers market fruits and vegetables that are available fresh but are perhaps a bit less super? Now, in the first podcast, I got as far as discussing maca. I want to be able to, you know, tell you more about spirulina, baobab, moringa. These are actually, some of them are quite impressive, these particular superfruits or superfoods, as they're called. But I have to wonder how super they may be. So let me tell you about them and you decide. Ed asks, does the fact that these superfoods are powdered reduce their effectiveness? Often these powdered supplements are done in a fashion similar to something freeze-dried, which retains a lot of its nutrition, as opposed to, as I said in my previous podcast from last week, as opposed to a smoothie that you're making that lasts several days in the refrigerator. By the time tomorrow comes or the next day, that smoothie you prepared has now greatly diminished nutrition. So it's a different process. So let me go on now. I talked about maca last week, and maca is actually quite impressive, and there's a lot of good research on it. Let me talk to you about spirulina. I am often getting questions about spirulina. Spirulina is a type of blue-green algae. It's rich in protein, minerals, carotenoids, antioxidants that can help protect cells from damage. That's the point of antioxidants, right? To protect us against redox reactions. It contains other micronutrients, including B-complex, beta-carotene. You know, beta-carotene is a carotenoid. It's the precursor of vitamin A. Vitamin E, manganese, zinc, copper, iron, selenium, gamma-linolenic acid. That's an omega-3. It's an essential fatty acid. Very important. However, spirulina, like any blue-green algae, can be contaminated with toxic substances called microcystins, microcystins. It can also absorb heavy metals from the water where it is grown. Remember, our oceans aren't as clean as they once were. There's a lot of runoff. Certainly heavy metals are there, and that's why we have to be careful with some of our seafood. Just as a reminder, we have to be careful with big fish like shark, swordfish, king mackerel, tilefish, tuna, orange roughy may be problematic. So, just like because spirulina is grown, it's an algae grown in the water, you want to be careful and you want to source it well because it can absorb heavy metals from the water where it grows. It's important to buy spirulina from a trusted brand. So, test tube and animal studies, this is according to University of Maryland, test tube and animal studies suggest spirulina may boost the immune system, help protect against allergic reactions, and have antiviral and anti-cancer properties. That's why I see so many people using it in their green smoothies. Oh, I add spirulina to that or wheatgrass. However, there's no proof that spirulina has these or any benefits in people. It's because these studies have been done in animals and test tubes. So more research is needed, especially in humans. We have to be careful how we extrapolate from animal studies, particularly rodents, to human beings. So, a number of these animal and test tube studies suggest that spirulina increases production of antibodies, infection-fighting proteins, and other cells that improve immunity and ward off infection and chronic illness such as cancer. However, it's not been tested in people. One clinical trial that involved humans, another type of blue-green algae called chlorella, did not boost the immune response to flu vaccine. Now, that's a very different measurement. If you're judging something in its response to a vaccination, that's going to work a little bit differently in our biochemistry. So I'm not sure that's a fair comparison. So, moving on. Amino acids make up about 62% of spirulina. And because it's a rich source of protein, other nutrients, it's been used as a nutritional supplement, obviously. However, although spirulina contains a certain amount of protein, you would need to take very large quantities to see any effect. So this is not a source of protein. I want your diet, the food you eat, to be your source of protein. Your organic chicken, your grass-fed meat, your very clean seafood, right? Your organic fresh eggs. Other sources of protein like nuts, legumes, whole grains, and meat provide protein in smaller servings. So these animal and test tube studies suggest that spirulina may protect against allergic reactions by stopping the release of histamine. I don't know, amongst my other RD colleagues out there, we're seeing more and more histamine. I'm finding myself reaching for a low histamine diet for a lot of clients lately, and MCAS, mast cell activation syndrome, which is interesting, but treated more medically. That will be maybe the topic of another podcast. I know Dr. Hoffman has talked about that at length. So, spirulina may protect against allergic reaction by stopping the release of histamine, which contributes to our allergy systems, as you know, like runny nose, hives, watery eyes, soft tissue mucous membrane swelling, congestion. So, but whether these preliminary studies will help people with allergies is not known. And although antibiotics destroy unwanted organisms in the body, they may also kill good bacteria, as we know. Bacteria called probiotics, an example being Lactobacillus acidophilus. And antibiotics, when they destroy everything, can cause diarrhea. They can cause the growth of C. difficile, a particular bacteria that's known to cause intractable diarrhea. And in test tube studies, spirulina has boosted the growth of probiotics like Lactobacillus acidophilus. This is very interesting. But more research is needed, according to University of Maryland, to determine whether spirulina may have the same effect in people. With regard to infection, test tube studies suggest that spirulina has activity against herpes, influenza, and HIV. Oral cancers. In one placebo-controlled study, taking spirulina seemed to reduce a precancerous lesion known as leukoplasia in people who chewed tobacco. Do people still do that? lesions were more likely to go away in the spirulina group than in the placebo group. With regard to liver disorders, preliminary evidence suggests that spirulina may help protect against liver damage and cirrhosis in people with chronic hepatitis. Eye diseases. Spirulina contains a high concentration of zeaxanthin, an important nutrient linked to eye health. As such, spirulina may help reduce the risk of cataracts and other age-related macular degeneration. So, spirulina is a microscopic algae, that flourishes in warm climates and warm alkaline water. It's available dried and freeze-dried. And you know, when it's available dried and freeze-dried, it retains its nutrients. So, spirulina is available in powder form, in pill form, or as flakes. And most of the spirulina used in the U.S. is grown in a laboratory, which may make it safer. There are many different forms of spirulina species, only some of which are identified on labels of commercially available products. Spirulina maxima, which is cultivated in Mexico, and Spirulina platensis, cultivated in California, are the most popular. So, how to take it? For adults, ask your healthcare provider to help you determine the right dose for you. A standard dose is 4 to 6 tablets, about 500 milligrams per day. And because of the potential for side effects and interactions with medications, you should take dietary supplements like spirulina, something like this, under the supervision of a well-versed healthcare practitioner. Spirulina appears safe even at high doses. However, where it may be dangerous is if it's contaminated, like the heavy metals I mentioned. So it's very important you get it from a reputable source. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, not a great idea. If you have autoimmune disease like MS, multiple sclerosis, lupus, theoretically, it can make your immune system and your condition worse. We have to be careful with people who have autoimmune diseases, such as the ones I just mentioned, because we don't want to overstimulate them. Spirulina may or may not do that. And people with a metabolic condition called phenylketonuria, PKU, that's an inborn error of metabolism, should avoid taking spirulina, those with PKU. People with this rare condition cannot metabolize the amino acid phenylalanine, and spirulina is rich in all amino acids, including phenylalanine. Okay. There are some reports in the scientific literature to suggest that spirulina interacts with conventional medications. However, it's possible that spirulina might even interfere with drugs given to suppress the immune system, including Enbrel, Humira, Imuran, Remicade, Celcept, Methotrexate. Listen, these are the particular meds that those with autoimmune conditions are on. Therefore, I would want you to be very, very, very careful and always be under the advice of a well-versed practitioner if you're going to use spirulina. Now, some of the other, quote, superfoods that Ed mentioned, baobab, B-A-O-B-A-B. This is actually a fruit. It's like a superfruit native to the region of South Africa, typically. And it's a fruit that contains vitamin C, you know, similar to an orange that has vitamin C, and a lot of antioxidants and electrolytes. It's served in powder form, in pill form. And without getting too much into it, baobab is also available. Again, I don't think many of these powdered superfoods may be as super as they're claimed to be. You've heard me say it before, I'm a big fan of you eating a very, very healthy, clean diet. But these things can help under the right conditions for general wellness. For specific illnesses, you should always consult with a qualified integrative physician or nutritionist. Now, moringa is another superfood that Ed mentions. Let me talk to you about some of the benefits, 10 powerful benefits of drinking moringa every day. This is from Mind Body Green, a wonderful website. Go to mindbodygreen.com. Moringa plant is beginning to gain more popularity as a superfood for its highly nutritious profile, powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, tissue protective properties, among many other health benefits. Moringa oleifera, also known as horseradish tree, ben tree, or drumstick tree, is a small tree from India, Pakistan, and Nepal that's been used for generations in Eastern countries to treat and prevent diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, anemia, arthritis, liver disease, and respiratory, skin, and digestive disorders. It's become popular as a natural leaf powder supplement, although the pods, roots, barks, flowers, seeds, and fruits are also edible. So, used as a traditional remedy for many ailments, here are 10 scientifically backed health benefits of consuming moringa leaf. It's nutrient-packed. It's a rich source of vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It contains significant amounts of vitamin A, C, E, calcium, potassium, and protein. It fights free radicals, number two, molecules that cause oxidative stress, cell damage, inflammation. Moringa also contains antioxidants called flavonoids, polyphenols, ascorbic acid in the leaves, flowers, and seeds. A study found that leaf extracts had higher antioxidant activity, free radical scavenging capacity, and higher inhibition of lipid, protein, and DNA oxidation than the flowers or the seeds. That's interesting. So this means it prevents the damage and degradation that free radicals cause in the cells of different organs in the body, keeping them healthy. Number three, moringa is wonderful for inflammation. We know inflammation is the prerequisite of all of our chronic diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, obesity, respiratory problems. It reduces inflammation by suppressing inflammatory enzymes and proteins in the body and therefore helping to lower inflammation in cells. Number four, it helps reduce some diabetes symptoms. Moringa leaf powder has been effective at reducing lipid and glucose levels and regulating oxidative stress in diabetic patients, which means it lowers blood sugar and improves protection against cell damage. We know high blood sugars cause us to rust and age. Number five, it protects the cardiovascular system, particularly with blood lipid control, can help with the prevention of plaque formation in the arteries. Number six, it supports brain health. Moringa supports brain health, cognitive function, because of its neuroenhancer activities and its antioxidants. It's also been tested as a treatment for Alzheimer's disease with favorable preliminary results. You know, Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes. Important to control blood sugar. Moringa, because of its high content of vitamin E and C, you know vitamin Z and C recycle each other, right? It's important to have good amounts of vitamins E and C in your body because they help fight oxidation, which can lead to neuron degradation, improving brain function. It's also able to normalize the neurotransmitter serotonin, dopamine, and noradrenaline in the brain, which plays a key role in mood, memory, organ function, responses to stimulus such as stress and pleasure, and mental health, for example, in depression and psychosis. Moringa protects the liver. The high concentration of polyphenols in its leaves and flowers that help protect the liver against toxicity. Moringa can reduce liver damage and fibrosis and reduce oxidation in the liver and helping to restore liver enzymes to normal levels. Okay. It contains antimicrobial and antibacterial properties. This is number 8. Moringa has antibacterial, antifungal properties that fight infection. It's been effective against many types of fungi that cause infections on skin and strains of bacteria responsible for blood and urinary tract infections and digestive problems. Number 9, Moringa enhances wound healing. It has blood clotting properties in its leaves, roots, and seeds that benefit wound healing and can reduce clotting time, which means it reduces the time it takes for scratches and cuts and wounds to stop bleeding. How to use it? You can add Moringa powder to your smoothie or drink it as a tea. The leaf powder was deemed safe in human studies, even in larger doses than normal. It has a mild flavor, so it makes for a light Moringa tea with a slightly earthy taste. You might want to stay clear of seed extract consumption, as they have shown a level of toxicity in human cells. Again, everyone listening, it's important to source it well. So, Moringa, beware, can have laxative effects in large quantities. So, a safe dose to introduce into your food or diet and avoid digestive problems is a half teaspoon to 1 teaspoon a day. Now, should you use all of these superfoods that Ed mentions all together? Maca, spirulina, baobab, moringa. That's a lot. You may not need all this. And eat your fruits and vegetables. Source these superfoods well. Make sure they're coming from a reputable source, please. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligence Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.